So when I was at Holy Martyrs, one of the things we put in there was the live streaming. And back when nobody cared about it, and I thought it'd be something really good to have. And so when I got here, I was trying to convince everybody that we should have live streaming. This is before the pandemic, right? So when I first arrived. And everybody politely nodded to me, you know, like, this is very nice, you know. Maybe someday that would be nice. And then the pandemic came, and of course, then we scurried around putting live streaming in all of the different churches. And you can see, obviously, here with those who are at home. And of course, if you're at Holy Cross, you've got the tape up against the wall to get up into the balcony, and we're climbing through the ceilings of Holy Trinity and trying to get it all to work there, and running the cord down the stairs through the stairwell. But the real way we're talking to bring it up is because we also had to do with the Basilica. And of course, that's where we were having all the masses a year ago. And to try to do something there, because everything is so big, you know, there. And I wasn't about to climb through those columns, right? Because I don't know how to do any of this stuff. We were learning it on the fly. And one of the things that we did talk about it with some of the people, and trying to get it, figure out someone who can come in and do that and make it so that it's worthy, you know, of something we could be proud of. And so one of the big suggestions, and this is where I'm getting at, before you're wondering, what the heck is he talking about? Is that the decision was, you have to put in the infrastructure first, because there were all kinds of other things. I thought we could stream the concerts, and we could stream all the different kinds of things that are happening, and the pilgrimages that I hope will happen someday in the future there, and all the big events, diocesan events, and everything. And he said, well, the first thing you have to do is you have to put in the infrastructure there. You know, if you're going to do that, it's sort of the backbone that then is able to do everything else. If security cameras and entryway doors and all of that stuff, if you want to do all that through the internet, you got to put the infrastructure in. And you got to just go with that first, and that's the thing. And that's what came to my mind, and I think those who do kind of maybe housing or different kinds of things, you realize that when you don't do that and you don't have that infrastructure, you're always trying to catch up. You know, like sometimes what we're doing here, we try to add the audio and we've got to run another tape and all of that stuff, and it never quite works well. And that's why people complain still, you know, about the live streaming in the other places, because it didn't have the background. And it reminded me of, like, when we do something in our house and you know, we run one electricity extension cord into another extension cord, and then we patch that up, and then pretty soon you've got all this stuff kind of patched up, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work, and that's always the frustration when you don't have it. When the ideal thing would be is to put an outlet in each of the places rather than tacking cords everywhere and then something not working. So the reason why I say that is because in today's gospel, see, I was on retreat, so I had a lot of time to reflect. So there's a lot of time here. So anyway, but in today's gospel, the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, all your strength. And I was thinking, that's the backbone. When that's in place, then all the other things that we do in our faith all work well, because it's really about the love of God first. And we get that together and get that right. And the love of neighbor, the charitable works, the burnt offerings, everything else that we do in our faith, the stations of the cross, the celebration at the Eucharist, that works, you know. And when we don't have that right, we're always somehow trying to get it to get fixed so that it does work. And so some things don't matter, some things are not important, we forget this and all. But when you've got that in place, then the backbone, the heart of the matter in place, the guts, as they say, of what faith is. And you know, one of the things that you tell people is like, look, you know, when you say, why do you go to Mass? And we give all kinds of reasons, to give thanks, to give praise, all that stuff, because Jesus told us to do, and we go on and on, and it's, you know, but the heart of it, what's the back, the meat of it? It's because I love God. Why are you here today? You give all kinds of excuses. Oh, it's Friday, and I was like, because you love God. That goes right to the core. That's the center, the guts of what all of the things that happen beyond that. And sometimes I think that's the thing we forget. We forget to tell our children about why we do what we do, why Friday's important. And if we can get back to that, then everything else seems to work a lot easier. And when there's a problem, it's easier to find because everything's in place. That's why it is the greatest of all commandments, you know, and that's the one when you're there, you're not far from the kingdom of heaven. And what Jesus is saying, you're not far from getting it right in what it's all about.